AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Two bombs only minutes apart have killed at least 86 people and injured close to 200 others at a peace rally in Turkey's capital, Ankara. One of the rally organizers, the head of the Public Sector Workers Union, calls the bombings a massacre. Forecasts call for as much as 2 inches of rain over the weekend in South Carolina. A contractor is beginning work on the washed-out foundations of 18 small bridges over rivers and streams along a closed 13-mile stretch of I-95 in the state. Police are also looking for a driver who hit a state guardsman who was directing traffic in Richland County, which is near Columbia.
He sustained a broken wrist and some other injuries, but he has since been released from the hospital.
As County Sheriff Leon Lott, he says the driver faces an attempted murder charge. With House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy backing out of the race to replace John Boehner as Speaker of the House, Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan's name is being mentioned. New York's Peter King says Ryan would be backed by most, if not all, House GOP members.
If Paul decided to run, he would be elected probably unanimously, as close to unanimous as you could be.
Boehner, meanwhile, is staying put for now, possibly improving the chances for a debt limit increase to avoid a possible partial government shutdown in December. Black men from across the country mark the 20th anniversary of the Million Man March. Here's our Nikki Mayo.
Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan spearheaded the Million Man March back in 1995. And today he is set to lead the 20th anniversary march called Justice or Else. Attention has been focused on the deaths of unarmed black men since the shootings of 17-year-old Trayvon Martin in 2012 in Florida and 18-year-old Michael Brown in 2014 in Ferguson, Missouri.
This is AP Radio News. The Secret Service agent credited with saving President Ronald Reagan's life on the day he was shot outside a Washington hotel has died. Retired agent Jerry Parr of Washington, D.C. died yesterday. He was 85. That's Parr radioing shots fired after John Hinckley Jr. shot Reagan and White House Press Secretary James Brady in March of 1981. As the presidential limousine was heading back to the White House, Reagan complained of chest pains and Parr noticed blood on his lips. He ordered it to head instead to a hospital. Doctors say that decision probably saved Reagan's life since he had internal bleeding from a bullet wound. Texas Rangers had a 2-0 lead in the AL Division Series, beating Toronto 6-4 in 12 innings last night. Kansas City ties its series with Houston with a 5-4 win. St. Louis Cardinals and New York Mets were winners in the National League. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.